Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm Radical Russ Belville here from the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com. And joining us here at the desk, we've got Steve, and he's with Superior Organics. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Russ. It's a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you here. And of course, I also know you from your work that you've done on podcasting as well. So you're very well informed in this industry. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. And I miss those days. In fact, we're looking at doing another one soon.
Yeah, we sure hope so. So Superior Organics, you're, I presume, based here in Arizona?
Correct. We're in Superior, Arizona, beautiful small mining town east of Phoenix.
All right. So organics, of course, we're talking about grow material.
Correct. We just started our grow, which is really exciting. We're in our third year of business, but took some time to get the grow completed due to all the regulatory issues, construction issues, and various other challenges we had.
Yeah, it's always challenging in this marketplace with all of the regulations between, you know, states and or the cities, localities that have different zoning and all that.
And then finding people who are talented and qualified to perform, such as architects and so forth, that we needed. But yeah, we got through it all, so no, we're really excited. Our plants are growing, and they're about ankle high now, so
yeah,
we're really excited.
What all are you growing at the moment?
Oh, gosh. Several strains. Blue Alien. Blue Alien. Bubba Dog, I think.
Blue Alien Bubba Dog.
It's a crazy strain.
There we go.
I know Jason's going to kill me for that because that's not exactly right. But one I'm really proud of is Rohan, which is a Jamaican strain.
Okay.
And really excited about that. That came to us for, in a beautiful way.
Are these sativas, indicas, hybrids?
That one is a sativa. Most of the rest of our grow will be indica.
Oh, really?
So we're anxious to see how that one is going to do with the rest.
You know, there's a lot of demand these days now for strains like Charlotte's Web or Harlequin, CBD dominance. Do you have any of those?
We do have a couple of those in the mix. And again, I'm not recalling that strain, but we do have two of those in the mix.
Oh, okay. Okay. But as far as your growing techniques, do we deal with, it says Superior Organics, and
yes,
organic is a federal term.
Well,
so I mean,
as organic as we can possibly
can
do,
be, yeah.
And we are avoiding all pesticides that would cause any harm to the end users. We're following a lot what's going on in Colorado.
Yeah.
And realizing that, you know, at the very least, that's what's going to come here.
Right.
So why not get the start? And we're just starting, so everything we're doing is in soil. We have all LED.
Oh, really?
In our facility,
and that's working.
It should work really well. My grower's got experience with it, and the production he's done in the past has been beautiful.
Have you always been growing under LED?
Well, this is our first grow for the dispensary.
Dispensary, right.
But he has been. He's been growing for it with LED for about 4 or 5 years now. Seen several different generations and of the lights.
Yes.
And examples, I guess. And we're very confident in the lights we're using right now that will produce a superior product.
This is wonderful. All right, Superior Organics out of Superior, Arizona.
Yeah.
And do you supply all the dispensaries, dispensaries do you supply?
Actually, we're not supplying any right now because our grow is just starting.
Right.
But in the future, we'll hope to supply probably one or two others.
Okay.
Our grow's not super large. The next one will be. But right now, the production we'll have will supply ours and probably two of our other closer related dispensaries.
Okay. And what got you into the cannabis industry? What put you into this movement?
Oh, that's the best question. it was a moment there's several moments. Starting with, I was just speaking with the people at Normal. In 1992, December 19th, Jack Herrera came to Phoenix to visit through Normal.
Yes.
They brought him to South Mountain Park and spoke to a bunch of us. That was a pivotal day for me because I learned all about hemp.
Yes.
And years later, it helped my understanding of the movement of legalization, because with hemp and cannabis, and all the uses I had understood about paper, but not everything else that Jack was talking about.
Yeah.
And now seeing that some of those things are coming through, as well as a good friend of mine passed away in 2004. He died cancer-free, but he died without ever having the ability to ease his cancer fight with cannabis. And I was in a dispensary in 2009. I saw the store had the business's licenses on the wall. They had a cash register. They had employees. And I looked around and I realized this is a real business. This is changing. This isn't somebody's apartment.
Right.
On someone's couch. This is really happening. And I looked around the room and I saw 40 jars of High Time centerfolds, I'll say. And I mean, it was just beautiful, the candy they had. I felt like a kid in a candy store.
Sure.
And they even had all the flavors, like watermelon and cherry. But and then they had hash. It's 7 different flavors of hash on the counter. You can tell I remember the day very well.
Yeah.
And then I looked in the cabinet, and they had all the candies and the cookies and the cakes and the salsas. And my friend was a great athlete, but he had a weakness for hard candies, those little hard ones in the tin.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had those. I got a tear in my eye, and I looked at the walls, saw the licenses, and that was kind of the day that I decided I wanted to get in this business, definitely wanted to get in this business.
What are some of the roadblocks you run into here in Arizona trying to do this business?
Oh,
and what would you like to see change?
So many. Just the regulations. You know, there's a limit on the number of dispensaries to start with. That basically put us all into competition with each other, at least just to get the license.
Sure.
Then there's the limitation of real estate, which is very challenging. That's the key to opening this business, is finding a piece of real estate that's acceptable. And then last, you know, the rest of it actually gets to be fun. Working with the patients is wonderful. That's why we do it. I spent the whole day in the store yesterday and got slammed. We were super busy. My manager's off. They had a baby and it was just me. And it was great. We had a wonderful day. But I love being in the store. That's why I do it. The challenges they're great. I mean, there's IRS audits.
Sure.
There's banking issues.
Still can't get an account kind of thing?
I haven't. I'm good right now, but it's not, you know, you don't go bragging and beating your chest about it.
Right.
But every, you know, the way I describe it, Russ, every time you're about to high-five your partners with an accomplishment or a good day, watch out, because your legs are, someone's taking your legs out the next step.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful business. Every day we see patients in my store. My store is not very busy. I mean, it's comparatively to what you have in Phoenix. But I would say that our store takes probably 2,000 pills a day out of the cabinets of our patients. It reduces that many pills every day, and we're slow. So you can imagine collectively as a state how much we're doing.
Yeah.
One of the things I'd love to see us do as a state, though, there's 3 issues that really face us in Arizona that haven't really been addressed. We've talked about them as dispensaries, but not addressed, and I would love to see us collectively do something about the cost of the card. If 90 of us would go to the state and say, hey, $150, we need to reduce that, because we hear it from all of our patients, the wealthy and the poor. It's too much money for that card. Second, our industry needs to make better inroads with the banks. I mean, a conference like this, we should have been offering bankers free tickets to come to this conference.
Yeah.
So that they could see this is a real industry. Inside there's insurance companies, there's computer companies, there's computer software, hardware, there's growing companies. There's no marijuana being sold in there. Mm-hmm. There's a complete industry in business, any industry like yours in communications. Mm-hmm. There's such an industry here that the bankers need to recognize that. A lot of them want to, but every month they get an email or a doctrine from their regulators threatening them to not do business with us. Yeah. And every month, one or two of us lose our banking because of it. But that's, I lost a credit card. 28 years I had a credit card because I billed supplies for my dispensary to that card. And it was a dispensary supply business selling me pop bottles, you know, the bottles.
Yeah.
And They said, no, that's not acceptable. So we have to be careful at every step of the way. It's really crazy. But it's a wonderful business. I thank you for everything you're doing because you just keep weeducating and publicizing and normalizing. Those are the three things our industry really needs.
Yep. If we're talking about it, we're winning, folks.
Absolutely.
Well, Steve from Superior Organics, thanks for joining us here at the desk. And is there any, if you've got contact info or websites you want to give out to people?
We are at Superior Organics, AZ.com. You can reach us at 520-689-1960. We deliver statewide. And we've got an outstanding staff to serve anyone. If anyone has any questions, whether we can help you or not, call our staff, and we'd love to be able to at least answer your questions.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve, for stopping by and for all the work you're doing for the patients here in the state of Arizona. And we'll get you back on the airwaves soon.
I hope so. Thank you, Russ.
All right. Stay tuned. We got more interviews coming up here from the CannabisRadio.com desk. I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show. Now back to the music.